95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
What day is it?
What am I gonna do, make a big announcement?
Yeah.
Big announcement, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
These people are not rocket scientists.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Let's do this thing. It's the one and only 95.3 Gorilla. We are coming back with more music in minutes. Hang on. We got more tickets for Shinedown all week long on the morning show. Shinedown and Coheed and Cambria next Tuesday at the Coast Coliseum. Listen to me on the morning show to win them. You can also listen to Alyssa on the midday show. She's got your ticket hookup as well. And the Banana Bank rolling three times a day every weekday, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. You got cash right here every day on 95.3 Gorilla. Good luck.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're caller number 10 for cash money right now.
Wow, oh my gosh, okay.
I have $2,500 on the line in our bonus round, but we got to get there first. Sarah, you ready for this?
Yes.
Perfect. Sarah, here's the deal. We're going to start with $175. Are we going up or are we going down?
Let's go up.
Sarah says up. Yes, 175 up to 220. That is perfect. $220, Sarah. Do you want to keep it or do you want to keep going?
Let's keep going.
We're going to keep going. 220 is your new number. Are we going up or are we going down?
Let's go up.
Going to go up again. Two ups in a row. Come on, are we going up again? Yes, 220 to 225. Not much, but it's an extra $5, Sarah. Do you want to keep 225 or do you want to guess one more time for the bonus round? What are we thinking?
I think I'm going to stop.
We're going to stop. Are you sure? You saying no to 25
yes.
bucks? All right. $225. Sarah, congratulations. You got the money.
Great. Thank you so much. Wow.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So there's this great story of this CEO of a tech company here in the U.S. that fired his entire HR department. Everybody in HR just closed down, wiped out the whole HR department because, quote, all they did was sit around and create problems that didn't exist. So he just got rid of the HR department. He just nuked it. I love it. I absolutely love it. That's fantastic. So that led me to wonder, if you could delete an entire department from your workplace, from your office, from your job, what department would that be? Not people. I'm talking like an entire department. We got to save payroll. All right. We got to keep that one, obviously. And I'm thinking we got to keep the on-air department here at the radio station. So hopefully not me. But what other departments are you getting rid of? Andrew's first up today. Drew, you got it. Go for it.
My company doesn't have a CEO, but I think all of them should be fired.
Just every CEO in America just gone, huh? Why do you think so?
They're overpaid for what they do anyway. Plus, without them, just think of how many people would get a raise.
I agree. See, I think this is a great idea, you know? Are some of these CEOs that make like 400-500-600 times what their lowest paid employee makes, are they really worth 400-500-600 times more? I don't think so. I don't want this to turn into like, you know, like the political hour here, but it's a good point. It's a good point. We should probably do some raises if we nuke the administrators. All right, what about you? What's a department of work that you would just completely get rid of if you could? Kelsey's next. Kelsey, hello.
Corporate training. I'm sorry. If I have to click through one more slideshow called Excelling Through Synergistic Communication while answering questions like, is yelling at coworkers considered teamwork? I'm going to lose it.
You're
going to
crash out. Yep, we can all feel that. The corporate trainings are brutal. We can all feel that. I have to do a couple of them each year, and it's like, okay, this is a joke.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
You know, I don't know what the big deal with this Russell Crowe video is. Everybody's been sharing this and saying, oh, it's so awful. He comes out of a hotel in Paris, and there are all kinds of people, like, mobbing him, swamping him for autographs. And apparently these are, like, professional autograph seekers. These aren't just, like, fans. These are, like, pros that then turn around and sell them on eBay. And he says, hey, stay where you are. Don't crowd me. Don't swamp me. Don't push in. And I will come to you. He then signed everybody's stuff, and then he got in his car and made it to the airport on time. And people are saying, oh, how rude that is of him. I don't think so. I think it was actually kind of smart. But the video's dividing fans online right now, and I kind of want to know what you think about this. I think it's perfectly reasonable for him to say, hey, don't push in. I'll come to you. You know, stay away. I think that's totally normal. Julie Andrews. Yes, Mary Poppins herself has made a rare appearance at the World Parkinson's Congress in Phoenix. She's now 90 years old.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Julie Andrews, and I'm pleased to welcome you to the 7th World Parkinson's Congress.
The 90-year-old screen legend is helping people come together for better treatments and to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. The FBI have bagged a bunch of suspects arrested in connection with robberies at Travis Kelce and other athletes' homes.
This morning, 5 people linked to burglaries at the homes of Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and other professional athletes are under arrest in Chile, where the FBI has said the rash of thefts originated.
Over the middle, wide open, Kelce again.
The Chiefs were playing a Monday night football game in October 2024 when thieves broke into Kelce's home and stole jewelry, watches, cash, and other luxury merchandise. Kelce and Taylor Swift were staying in a hotel at the time.
That's a report from Good Morning America yesterday. Now, I didn't know that kangaroos were indigenous to Texas. Have you heard about this?
Check this out. A kangaroo in Waco is back home after making another break for freedom from a local wildlife rescue. I think he's trying to tell us something here.
Send the poor guy back to Stria, mate.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Couple of celebrity birthdays to celebrate today. Paul Bettany is 55. I love Paul Bettany. You might know him from Jarvis in all those, you know, those Avengers movies. What is it called? The MCU? Yeah, all those superhero movies. I really like him in Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. That was a great role for him. Adam Carolla turning 62 today. On this date back in 1995, actor Christopher Reeve was paralyzed from the neck down after falling from his horse in a riding competition. Here he is back in 1998 on Oprah.
But anything can happen to anybody, you know. I remember the last movie I did, I played a paraplegic. A movie called Above Suspicion, and I went to a rehab center. And I worked with the people there so I could simulate being a paraplegic. And every day I'd get in my car and drive away and go, thank God that's not me.
That was Christopher Reeve on Oprah in 1995. He would pass less than a decade later in 2004. On this date, May 27th, back in 1957... That was what? That was 69 years ago today? Buddy Holly and the Crickets dropped their very first record. That'll be the day. 69 years ago today.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
And here's something interesting. Today, May 27th, is also National Old-Timey Piano Player Day. What? It's like we have a day for everything around here. So if you have an old out-of-tune piano, today's the day to play it. I guess. I don't even know if we have one kicking around here. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. It's May 27th, 2026.